Chapter 28. In a spitting snow, Jesse sat in his car with the motor running and the heater on in the parking lot outside Channel 3. He looked at the digital clock on his dashboard. Jen would have finished her 6 o'clock weather. He had the wipers on low interval, and between swipes, the sporadic snow collected thinly on his windshield. At 6:40, Jen came out wearing a fake fur jacket and a cowboy hat. She was with a man Jesse didn't recognize. Jesse sat for a moment listening to his own breathing, feeling his interior self dwindle and intensify. Jen looked up at the man and laughed and bumped her head against his shoulder. Jesse turned off the motor and got out of the car. He was aware of the gun on his hip, under his jacket. Jen saw him. "Jesse," she said. "You didn't return my calls," Jesse said. "I thought I'd catch you here." Jen looked at him silently for what seemed to Jesse a long time. Then she said, "Jesse, this is Bob Mickelson, our station manager." Bob was tall and healthy-looking, with silver hair combed back carefully and lovingly sprayed. He started to put his hand out, realized Jesse wasn't going to shake hands, and put his hand back at his side. "I'm sorry," Jen said, "but I'm up to here. You're on the list. I would have called you tomorrow." Jesse nodded and moved slightly closer to Bob. He didn't know why, and he hadn't planned to. There seemed to be a force outside himself. Jen was single. She had every right to be with Bob. Bob wasn't doing anything wrong. Jesse moved a little more toward him, as if compelled by gravity. Bob was frowning. "What was it you called about, Jesse?" Jen said. "Just to talk," Jesse said. "Well," Jen said, "let me call you tomorrow. Bob and I have a dinner reservation." "Sure," Jesse said. He was next to Bob now. What if I shot him? Possibility made his spirit expand. But it would mean the end of whatever was left of Jesse and Jen. Even if he got away with it, she could never get past it. He could feel himself contract again. The muscles in his neck and shoulders bunched. He closed his eyes for a moment, took a long drag of winter air. Bob said, "You're the ex-husband." Jesse nodded. "Are you all right?" Jen said to him. Jesse nodded again. "You're some sort of police chief," Bob said, "somewhere on the North Shore." Jesse realized he was so close to Bob now that their sleeves touched. He nodded. "Well," Bob said, "it's been good talking to you, but we're already late for our reservation at 9 Park, and you know how hard they are to get." Jesse neither moved nor spoke. He could feel Jen watching him. "Jesse," she said. He didn't answer. "Jesse," Jen said again. "We've done a lot of work since I came here from Los Angeles." Jesse's shoulders moved as if he were trying to loosen them. "Don't ruin it," Jen said. Bob was 2 or 3 inches taller than Jesse. His skin had the smooth blue tone of a man who shaved twice a day. As close as he was, Jesse could break Bob's nose with the first punch. "I'll call you tomorrow," Jen said. Bob nodded at Jesse, and the two of them walked toward Bob's car. Jesse watched them until they drove away. Then he walked slowly to his own car and opened the door and got in. He sat in his car with the door open and 1 foot still outside and put his head back against the headrest and closed his eyes and concentrated on his breathing.